sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace this day. From Jesus the Christ, who is our good shepherd. Amen. It was my dad's birthday on Friday. And while we were only in touch from a distance this year, I was thinking about him. And I remember this trip that I took to see him, to visit him, to interview him, actually, about 10 years ago now. See, I was working on a big family project at that time. It took me, I think, over a year, where I was flying all over the country and interviewing family members, grandparents, actually, but also my parents, just collecting their stories and trying to sort of archive those great stories that we know in our family, but I wanted to pass on to our children and maybe grandchildren, even great-grandchildren, who knows, one day. So it was a joyful project, and got to spend some good time with my parents. And when you talk to Dad about his life, you're talking about church. Dad served as a pastor for 42 years, I believe, and 35 in one congregation. He's got a lot of stories about life in the church. And one line that really comes to mind this week as I think about Good Shepherd Sunday is Dad said that we as the church are always in procession. And I think about one of the things I missed during COVID is the procession at the beginning of our service and at the end of our service. The acolyte comes in and the crucifer carries the cross in and then carries it back out. Dad's line is that the church is always in procession. We are always on the move. Once we get established and rooted, we want to protect what we have. It's much harder to be open and generous because we've built it. We, quote, own it. We've earned it. We've claimed it for ourselves, the land, the space, the people. And we've put all this money into it all these years. And so the attitude becomes one that is opposite of what's being embodied by the image of open hands. Do you ever pray with open hands? It's a different kind of experience. I'd encourage you to try that. Maybe do it for a whole season. Try just whenever we pray in church, instead of folding your hands, just open your hands. When we put our stakes down, it's the opposite of always being on the move, always being in procession. The Good Shepherd, Jesus the Christ, is always moving the flock with open hands. Let's not forget on this Good Shepherd Sunday that the Good Shepherd is a nomad with no place to lay his head. And we are called to follow him, for we are his flock. Let's just be honest about shepherds. They were not rooted people. The 23rd Psalm is a song about journey, walking through valleys and green pastures, sitting along water. The scenery is always changing in that great hymn. Have you ever noticed that? Shepherds move around, and their lives, both in nature and also in society, being the lowest on the socioeconomic ladder, their lives are always at risk. Faithfulness, trusting God, worshiping together is risky. It's all striking me today because I don't know about you, but my natural impulse these days is to want to settle, to have things secure and in place, to tie up loose ends, to carve out a nice little niche, to put my money and my time and my hobbies and my family and my friends and my church, to just pack it all in there. And then I want to protect all those good things and myself with them. I don't know about you, but often, especially when times are tough, I'm seeking a cave. I said to your church council, our church council, last week, that I know there's newness on the horizon here as we slowly emerge from this pandemic, there has to be newness on our horizon here at Bethlehem. And yet, I've got this really strong urge right now. It feels out of character, actually, for me, because I'm always up for a good adventure. But I've got this really strong urge right now just to want to go back to the way it was before. I am tired of pivoting and new horizons. Maybe that's pandemic fatigue. But friends, the good shepherd and the sheep are always in procession. The church is always in procession. That's the story of the Bible too, isn't it? This is not making anything up. Think of all the processions through Scripture. Adam and Eve processing out of the Garden of Eden into the frightening world. Abraham and Sarah processing across the desert into a whole new land and a whole new life at a late age. Jacob and his brothers and all their families processing down to Egypt. And of course, the 40-year procession with Moses and Miriam and Aaron back to the promised land. But the procession is never finished. Just when people get settled and the things start seeming in place and the palace is built in Jerusalem, the great powerful palace, and the king is smart and beautiful and the money is secure and the army is rocking, then comes invasion and strife. And before you know it, the people are back out in a procession, a tragic procession to Babylon, into exile. Many years later, they process back home again. But then Rome and Jesus procession back and forth from Galilee to Jerusalem to Calvary. And then Easter, the procession back to Galilee. And then the Great Commission and Pentecost, the great sending out, then Paul and Lydia that we're studying right now in the book of Acts, and the mission is expanded to the ends of the earth. The procession continues through the ages, moving over seas and mountains, across deserts, through forests. Dad was right. happy birthday, Dad. Dad was right. God's people are always in procession. And that sounds pretty scary. To never be finally rooted and settled in this life. But friends, this is what flock life is. Flock life. This is what it is. In baptism, we become inducted by God's grace, actually, into this flock life. And we are sheep in Christ's fold. And so we are always in procession, always moving from one pasture to another, from one adventure to another. And it's actually not always terrifying. Many times it's fun. One transition to another, always moving, always changing, in order that the gospel might be shared, that God's love and forgiveness and grace might be known to the ends of the earth. And like sheep, we don't always want to get up and move. I'm fine right here, Jesus. Thank you very much. But today and forevermore, Christ gently nudges us with his staff and moves us along. Come on. Come on. Come on, Marie. Come on, Dave. Come on, Vicky. Come on, Dan. But I don't want to. I know, Jesus says. And I love you still. But we need to get going. And you're a part of this flock. The shepherd's staff doesn't just push us forward in the procession. It also pulls us in from the side when we go astray, as sheep do. It also reaches and gives us something to hang on to when we fall behind or even get into a tight spot. The good shepherd on the move with open hands, staff in his hand, is such a rich image. I hope you have, from some point in your life or another, I hope you have a good getting hooked back into the fold story. If you don't, I hope you can hear some others' stories. Maybe we should have a story sharing night around a fire or a virtual fire. A story where you strayed from this risky procession of the faithful and decided instead to settle down or settle away from the flock, leave the flock, as we all can. But then someone hooked you. Hold you back into the procession. Maybe it was just a gentle invitation back. Or maybe it was more dramatic, and you were in big trouble, like a lamb caught in a ravine or trapped on a cliff. Somehow God found you through friends or family or strangers, and here you are today, back in the procession. We used to walk the MS walk every year for one of our dear friends diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis. We walked with her and for her and for all those diagnosed with this terrible disease. And at that time, our kids were tiny and they would walk this MS walk too. 5K is a big deal on their little legs and in such a great crowd. With a handful of friends, our kids would often kind of wander off in the crowd as we moved along because they knew people and they loved the dogs that were in the crowd. So they'd always kind of be trailing over to the dogs or dropping behind. And our group, together with Heather and I, would keep hooking them back into the fold as they would wander or stray or stop or get into trouble. In fact, I will always be indebted to our friend Howard and his husband Jeffrey. When Katie almost started to climb through some bars on a bridge, she would have fallen down into the bay. Oh my gosh. And they just gently said, oh, come on, here you go. Oh my goodness. The community would bring them back in lovingly, firmly, and we would keep moving. You see, it's a powerful image for this text today for Christ's church. Contrast that walk to me staying home in my familiar cave of safety. By the way, I think that's spiritual versus religious. People who say that they're spiritual but don't want to be part of any church, that they see God in the sunset. The Reverend Dr. Lillian Daniels says, you don't think Christians see God in the sunset? She tells a story too of someone who told her, I consider myself a Buddhist. And her response is, well, do Buddhists consider you a Buddhist? You know, I mean, you're not part of the larger procession. I digress and I get a little snarky. Friends, even in this pandemic and into whatever comes next, we are always in procession. God's people on the move with Christ as our good shepherd. Sometimes out in front, sometimes alongside pulling us in, other times nudging from behind. So where is Christ leading us as a congregation now? Where is Christ leading Bethlehem Lutheran Church of Fairfax? How are we being called to lay down our lives, to risk it all for the sake of the gospel? How is God leading you? The walk of the faithful is a constant procession. And we do not walk alone. We walk together. We have each other. And Christ is absolutely there too, with us this day. And always, always, amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The evangelical. That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.